Beyond presents Fragments, Temperance and Humility by the Unknown. Good title. So, this is a short fragment known as Temperance and Humility because it has characters called Temperance and Humility. That's not the actual title, and the whole shape of this moral interlude can only be approximated. This fragment may be related to another fragment, the Four Cardinal Virtues. The two almost fit together perfectly, but not quite. We may return to that question in a later podcast. There are three characters who we meet. The first two are virtues. Temperance, who is the personification of temperate behaviour. Humility, who, in my submission, isn't all that humble, but, you know, what can you do? And then the disrupting vice-like figure, disobedience, who doesn't obey the two virtues. In fact, the play opens with the assault of temperance by disobedience. The fragment probably begins early-ish in the play, mid-scene, possibly at the moment of the entrance of disobedience. The first speaker is unknown. It is probably either humility or temperance. We suggest temperance. That's how we recorded it. It could be another speaker who doesn't speak in the fragment, but we think this section of a scene is a three-hander. The first line is damaged, and it isn't really clear what it means.
No virtues that used should be. E they be banished as feareth me.
But it's cut off anyway by disobedience, who seems to make his boast.
Peace when I bid you, and come when I call. I am royally provided of land and of sea. Noble disobedience, of might most potential. Yet would I be called by name due prosperity. Should I be obedient to the superlative degree? Nay, yet to no creature that liveth in land. Sith I am free, I will never be bond.
That may ye repent, ye shall understand.
Churl, take thou this now of my hand.
And here, disobedience clearly slaps temperance.
Oh!
Though there is no stage direction. Humility is not impressed.
Ye be to blame so for to do, to smite so hastily, it is your shame. It was but good he said you two. Thus to be so wroth, ye be to blame.
Tell me what thou art called by name.
And that's something of a clue to this being the first appearance of disobedience to a scene, which began with the virtues of temperance and humility, because disobedience doesn't know who anyone is.
Tell me what thou art called by name.
My name is Temperance, that never did grievance to man nor child.
And I am Humility, suffering perturbance to be wroth to God's displeasance, but ever meek and mild.
I know this is a modern thing, but Humility doesn't sound very humble there. Anyway, that's just me. Disobedience is not impressed with these two. He thinks their good works are vanity and will never beat the forces of darkness, personified by Audacity, who we don't meet, and Disobedience himself, and Adversity, another vice who we don't meet.
What make ye in this country? Your work is all in vanity. Ye cannot prevail.
Oh.
Audacity and Disobedience, with Adversity's presence, us will we rail. In court, in country, and in many a covent, in every order we dwell present. You duly we assail.
All of these vices, audacity, disobedience, and adversity, are embedded in the cogs of power, both in the church and in the state.
So many followeth now our intent, and I should tell all I should be shent, for both spiritual and temporal followeth our cause, and after us will do.
Temperance and humility attempt to rebuke disobedience. The temporal and spiritual powers aren't all bad.
God it amend, and it be so. As for religious, I trust indeed that obedience with them shall go.
else may they soon stand in dread.
That is not so, as God me speed. For the poorest now in a place will lack both love and dread, and rebel in words they will apace.
This tale to hear, it is a piteous case. God banish this vice from this country, and restore obedience to every place, that every creature may know his degree, and ever to dwell with humility. Then grace will follow vice to eschew, and every man to his master would be true.
That they will never, by sweet Jesu.
So, there. Humility thinks the people should banish vice. Disobedience? Nah. It's a bit of a pile-on now by Temperance and Humility.
I would for this place that thou would go, and remember the mischief thou hast wrought. For much is the sorrow that thou hast due, and all disobedience thou hast inbrought.
Many is the person thou hast put in thought and banished humility with love and peace. In wilful hearts sore thou art sought, that thou hast troubled many a noble place.
But disobedience gets the last word, as he's not alone. He has his mates, remember? Audacity and adversity.
And many more I will bring to that case. Audacity and my brother Adversity, with the counterfeit name of Prosperity.
And then we run out of text. There's a running question throughout this fragment as to whether disobedience is always saying his plans to the other two. It seems like he is openly boasting as the other two directly respond to what he says, but it's possible that some of his lines, like the last three, are actually asides, and sometimes asides are overheard by characters in plays. It doesn't happen very often, but there are occasions where asides are sort of half asides, so you're talking to the audience, but other people can hear you. It may be a case of something like that here. Who can tell? We have so little data. There is more to be said about these characters when we come to the fragment of the four cardinal virtues, because there's a lot of overlap. So much, in fact, I think the two pieces are probably from the same play, though not necessarily in the same draft. There are some discontinuities going on here. But it could just be that they're from that spectrum of very similar morality plays which we have through a lot of texts. More on that in future episodes, promise. If you want to go further and hear about how we got here, our earlier exploring session is available on the podcast, and you can learn more about this text by looking at the sister play fragment, The Four Cardinal Virtues. All the links are in the show notes. But now, the full audio recording of Temperance and Humility by The Unknown, with Pamela Flanagan as Temperance, Gillian Horgan as Disobedience, and Lee MacDonald as Humility. We present Temperance and Humility. Enjoy.
Mo' virtues that used should be, ere they be banished as feareth me.
Peace when I bid you, and come when I call. I am royally provided of land and of sea. Noble disobedience, of might most potential. Yet would I be called by name, due prosperity. Should I be obedient to the superlative degree? Nay, yet to no creature that liveth in land. Sith I am free, I will never be bond.
That may ye repent. Ye shall understand.
Churl, take thou this now of my hand.
Ye be to blame so for to do, to smite so hastily, it is your shame. It was but good he said you two. Thus to be so wroth, ye be to blame.
Tell me what thou art called by name.
My name is Temperance, that never did grievance to man nor child.
And I am Humility, suffering perturbance to be wroth to God's displeasance, but ever meek and mild.
What make ye in this country? Your work is all in vanity. Ye cannot prevail.
Oh.
Audacity and disobedience, with adversity's presence, us will we rail. In court, in country, and in many a covent, in every order we dwell present. You duly we assail. So many followeth now our intent, and I should tell all I should be shent. For both spiritual and temporal followeth our cause, and after us Will do.
God it amend, and it be so. As for religious, I trust indeed that obedience with them shall go, else may they soon stand in dread.
That is not so, as God me speed. For the poorest now in a place will lack both love and dread, and rebel in words they will apace.
This tale to hear, it is a piteous case. God banish this vice from this country and restore obedience to every place that every creature may know his degree and ever to dwell with humility. Then grace will follow vice to a shoe and every man to his master would be true.
That they will never, by sweet Jesu.
I would for this place that thou would go and remember the mischief thou hast wrought. For much is the sorrow that thou hast do, and all disobedience thou hast inbrought.
Many is the person thou hast put in thought, and banished humility with love and peace. In wilful hearts sore thou art sought, that thou hast troubled many a noble place.
And many more I will bring to that case. Audacity, and my brother adversity, with the counterfeit name of prosperity.
In Temperance and Humility, by the Unknown, Pamela Flanagan was Temperance, Gillian Horgan, Disobedience, and Lee MacDonald, Humility. Temperance and Humility was hosted and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. Beyond is supported by its patrons. Become a patron and you get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/BeyondShakespeare. Links in the show notes. Goodbye.